A word for you from Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. I trust that you understand this whole story already. You know what happened, how they lied, how they were judged so awfully by God. Remember, it was in the time of the pure church, the revival church, where God the Holy Spirit was in charge. Now take note of the names. They had beautiful names. Ananias meaning gracious. Sapphira comes from the word sapphire, and it means literally beautiful. So with these wonderful names, unfortunately, they were neither gracious nor beautiful in their deeds. Lababantu bebe namakama mahle. Ananias gushuguti lo onomusa onobubele. Usafira lo omuhle. Lelo gama likamuga gulo istini esitile esinenani elikhulu. But they did not live up to their names. Now, you and I have the name Christian. It literally means little Christ. It means, of course, in today's language, a follower of Christ, one who belongs to Christ and follows him. Are you living up to your name? Or are you, like Ananias and Sapphira, living the opposite of your name? There are so many people today with beautiful New Testament names and Old Testament names. From Jacob through to Michael through to Peter. And there are wonderful names. Mhlambe unegama elihle abazali bakho. Bebekufisela kuhle beqamba ngegama mhlawumbe uMichael noma uGabriel namagama anjalo. Are you living up to your name, Christian? Or are you, like Ananias and Sapphira, allowing Satan to fill your heart? And instead of being a blessing to the church, you are a curse to such an extent that God decides to remove you. It wasn't Peter's choice. Nobody in the church had even reckoned on such a thing. It had never happened. But God worked that he didn't want this little bit of hypocrisy, this blasphemy to his name.